From the front line.
It's not going.
From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
The Big Blue Show, Steve and Chris, stakeholders, man. Big Blue Roundtable, how you doing, man? How's everything? Chris, how's everything?
Hey, man, you know what? I got to tell you, that beat is like, it reminds me of one of those Run DMC joints from the 80s, and it's always a pleasure to hear because I know we're about to get amped up every time it comes on.
Right.
Hey, man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. A little tired, a little jet lag. Been gone for a minute, most of the month. But I'm trying to get my feet on the ground and see what my blue crew is up to. Huh?
Yeah, do share, man. If you don't mind, let everybody know where you've been.
Let me just tell you like this. It was partial business and partial leisure, but I will say this. If you ever get a chance, please go to Juneau, Alaska in August so that you can get probably the biggest portion of seafood in history for the price of a pack of gum. All fresh, gigantic portions that you ain't gonna be able to finish, man. Not in one setting. If you're a beer drinker, you're in luck because let me tell you something. You know those big, gigantic? I don't know who has those. I'm trying to remember, Steve. I don't know whether it's one of the. I don't want to call any of the sponsors out, man. Do it wrong, but sometimes you go to a sports bar and they have the gigantic 32-ounce beers. That probably will run you a good, I don't know, maybe if you're lucky, $8 or $9 with a discount. Over there, them suckers cost $1.10. I lie to you not. I'm going to repeat it again. $1.10. And we're talking about something on Stella or Heineken level. Okay? Dark lager, delicious local brew. Man, your lights will go out immediately. You'll start watching dog sled racing and all that shit. But, but you know, we had to do the European thing for a minute, too. I went to see my people over in Holland. And let me see. We went to, Luxembourg, Germany. Then I came right back to England, hit the States, left the States, went to Washington, up to Alaska, back to Washington, back here. But I did catch the second half of our squad on Saturday. And I will be after you do the housekeeping. Say again?
You mean Friday.
Friday. Sorry. Okay. See, I don't even know what day it is, bro. Anyway. I don't even know. I sleep. Let me tell you, I'm on right now for everybody listening. It's 8:03 p.m. on the East Coast. My body. It's 4:30 p.m. So I'm not here, or I'm a ghost, or I'm an aberration. I don't know what I'm at, where I'm at yet, but I'm just jacked up. But I'm ready to swing into this because I saw some things, and I know you can't really get super, super intellectual when it comes to your squad during the preseason / exhibition game, but there were some things I saw that pissed me off, and there's some things I was pleasantly surprised about, and I want the stakeholders to chime in as well at 929-477-4171, Steve. So let's rock and roll, homeboy.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time to waste. We got a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. Offensive line, safeties, Jets game. Let's get the stakeholders on. Quick roll call. We're live on Instagram, live on the Facebook right now, so... Let's bring them on, man. It's Lady Blue. You know it's football season, and if Lady Blue's in town.
Oh, no, that's not my girl, is it?
Oh, yeah, it's official now.
Oh.
Lady Blue's in the house.
Hello,
Lady
my
Blue.
Dear. Where's she at?
In the house, boys.
Hey, baby. What's going on? What's up?
Oh, things have been hectic. I quit my temp job because it was making me sick. I got a new job, which I love. But the killer is I'm not allowed to take a day off until November.
Very good. There you go.
And
this is the right time for that. Perfect. Man, I haven't heard from you in a minute. You okay?
Yeah. I'm doing better. Like I said, I'm loving life right now. Health is getting better, so things are moving up for me. So I'm very happy. I was able to watch. I couldn't watch the game live, so NFL Network replayed it Saturday, so I got to watch it Saturday. And I'm with Chris. I was pleasantly surprised at some things, and there were some things that royally pissed me off. But hey, it's preseason. It's evaluation time, so it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I'm just glad to be back with my Giants family.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
No doubt about
wow,
that. Lady
that
Blue, ladies and gentlemen.
Lady Blue.
Stay right there. Lady Blue, stay right there. We're going to get to you. You're going to lead off. And let's go out west. Big Blue of Arizona, that would be Jason. Big Blue Arizona on Instagram,
uh-oh,
and of course Giants fans of Arizona on Instagram as well. Jay, what's going on,
humidity,
man? How you doing?
Here comes the humidity.
No, actually, I just want to say, Chris, it is so nice to hear that you're so worldly. You went to Alaska, you went to Washington, you went to Europe. Hey, besides all the beer tasting, dude, did you get any Hennessy? Did you get any Yak?
Put it this way. I will discuss that with you when I see you. How about that? Is that a good answer?
You got a deal there, partner. You got a deal.
All right. How you doing, Jay? What's up, man? What's the weather?
Oh, look, man. Right now, we're kind of like on the tail end of monsoon season. Humidity, rain, dust. Nothing really... That's like you just want to be here. But I'll tell you what, all these pool parties, even with dust in the air, the females still get in their bikinis and go pool party it up.
Oh,
I'll tell you that.
Don't tell me that right now, please. Not right now.
Right.
Not right now.
Chris, I can't wait to hear his take from the game versus Detroit. It's been a full week. Let's get right into it. We got a short amount of time. Lady Blue, if you want to start with that, tell us what you saw, and then we'll go back to Jason and then get Chris's thoughts, and then I'll weigh in, and then we'll get into the O-line and the safeties, Jets game, so on and so forth. Go ahead, Lady Blue. Fire away.
Well, everyone that's ever been on the show knows my feelings about Mr. Flowers. I am to the point where I was always wanting to help him pack and show him the door. I was actually pleasantly surprised that he did so well for the exception of a couple, but I mean, mark the date. I can't believe I'm saying this, but he did pleasantly. I was very surprised.
Let the record show it's August 23rd, 2018. Thank you, Your Honor. Let the witness continue.
Davis Webb definitely was a lot better than Cleveland. I mean, at least I think he got the jitters out, because Cleveland, it was like, oh my God, we really drafted him. But he did very well. I was impressed with that 17 play drive that ended with the touchdown to Gallman. I mean, I was surprised. And Loletta, I like this kid a lot. I really do. I mean, there were some things. Come the fourth quarter, you know, there were players that we don't even know their names. But the missed tackles has got to go. I mean, you need to wrap these people up. You are vying to be on the best team in the NFL. So you need to wrap these guys up. If you're going to tackle with both arms. I mean, that's what aggravated me. I mean, I still am not keen on Rosas. I don't know why. There's something about him. But the running game, was good. Except for Stewart. I mean, I don't even know why he's on the team. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, Gallman did pretty good. OBJ, I mean, the starters on the sidelines, which is where they belong. I definitely don't want to go into week one with any injuries, so I don't care if they all sit out this game, but I was really surprised with how well everyone did. I mean, Nate Solder to me did good. But Wheeler struggled a lot. but it, like I said, it is what it is. To me, you can't go by preseason. I mean, what was it last year? Cleveland went 4-0 in the preseason and went 0-16. So
yeah, pretty much.
Preseason to me is you don't show your best plays. It's a glorified practice to me. People are trying to make the team, but you know, in order to make this team, you guys need to play a lot better than what I saw in the third and fourth quarter.
Got it. Thank you, Lady Blue. Jason, what's up, Land of the Sun?
Well, I just want to kind of just let Lady Blue know a little bit about what Jonathan Stewart is to the team. It was kind of explained to me the other day, but he's pretty much up to an $8 million a year mentor. I don't foresee Jonathan Stewart being anything more than a mentor. Somebody was saying that he's going to be there for a third and short, fourth and one, situational down. Well, I've heard it on other outlets, but I mean, that would be at the maximum. But he's pretty much there going to be for 1 year to mentor Saquon Barkley, who I think is a very mature, articulate, intelligent man that is going to be just fine as a professional. But he'll be, you know, the handler of Saquon Barkley. Moving along, just want to kind of reiterate what, you know, Lady Blue was saying, and she went off on some really good points. The offensive line in general could be a revolving door. The left side with Soldier and my dude, y'all know I got that jersey, Will Hernandez, that will be solid. The right side is going to be the weakest link. I don't know how much heart Eric Flowers as an individual or as a professional athlete has going forward. It's his last year. He's no longer under contract. He'll be a free agent. And Omeme, not really sold on the fact that he is the heir apparent or equivalent while Justin Pugh was healthy, if this guy can actually block. Now, it remains to be seen. Now, I want to say some really positive stuff. Wasn't it nice to see Lauletta take that 9-yard run in? He busted somebody's ACL. Now, I'm not glorifying that, but, I mean, it was so refreshing to see a quarterback, which we have never seen in probably 10-plus years as a fan of New York Giants football, to see a quarterback do that from 9 yards in. That was beautiful. Davis Webb, I think, from where he was game one, he's now at the level of Kyle Lauletta. They're pretty much even keel. Maybe a little bit of a 49-51 as far as the scale of who might be better. But Davis Webb did play a better game. So as far as his progressions, I would honestly say that he is now at the level of where Kyle Lauletta is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you, Lady Blue, and co-sign somewhat with you, Jason, in saying that I didn't even see the whole game, but Eric Flowers' performance on Friday night is going to be concerning going into the season. He struggled against Iggy badly. He missed blocks. He didn't understand his assignments. At one point, he was pushed back like he was on ice skates and shit. It was ugly. And the other guy next to him, Omame or whatever the hell his name is, he didn't help shit either, because particularly in pass protection, he sucked. You know, he missed a block early in the first quarter, which you're not supposed to do. I did see that. And he also, he didn't look confident out there at all. Okay? I didn't see it. I didn't see anything there that spelled out to me, okay, we're making an improvement. However, Jason, you're right. The left side of our line, oh, man, let me tell you. I think that Nate Soldier, Will Hernandez, and how do you say his name? Jalapio? Is that his name? They're going to be something else. I think they're going to be formidable, okay, going into the season. They had this one package, I think, Steve, where, well, it was like a you know, it was like a shotgun set. You had Ingram on, you know, as the tight end, and Gallman as the running back, and the Giants sort of like keeps like five blockers back, and, you know, releasing into roots. And it's supposed to be like a quick hit and play, bam, but it just doesn't happen quickly enough. And it's mostly because of Flowers and Patrick, whatever his name is, on the other side. Eric Flowers, man, was getting beat like a rug by, of all people, Devin Kennard. Okay? He would, you know, he'd start to play well. He looked like he's, you know, balanced. He got his hands up, you know, he's ready. But when he tries to, you know, when he tries to reach out, you know, that first initial hit to Kennard, Kennard just sort of like long arms his ass and gets into his pants and pushes him aside like he's a little boy. And it's just awful. It's awful. The Webb would have had a more successful game if he was able to, you know, kind of step up and get a clear pocket. But, and he would have, and, you know, he if he had had that second, you know, he would have found Gallman earlier in the flat. But instead, you know, it seems like old times again. Okay, that's what it looked like to me. So it just didn't work. It's not working right now. We're going to be, we're back to where we're not completely back to where we were, but we have to sharpen this up within the next two games or we will be back to where we were. And we didn't bring Solder and Hernandez and the other guys on for this kind of bullshit, okay, which is what it was. I'm sorry. It was God-awful. It was God-awful, and I just wanted to say that, and that's all I'm going to say. Okay.
Chris, for the record, Chris, what game are you talking about? Are you talking about the Detroit game, or are you talking about Cleveland?
What did we just do? I'm talking about Detroit.
I was just trying to what game were you referencing in particular? I wasn't was it the last game or the game before?
The last game. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I could not disagree with you any more than what you said. If all those you probably by now if you follow the Bleed Blue show, the video on our Instagram and also on our Facebook page. I have all of the first play or the first team series, the first two series of all the first team offense. And your analysis on Eric Flowers, I could not disagree more. I agree with Lady Blue, actually. The only play, and you are absolutely correct on that part, my friend, is the fourth play out of 21 when Devin Kennard came around and hit, it was about to hit Webb, but it was actually Amame's man up the middle. I think that was Ricky Jean-Francois that hit Webb that made that fumble, and they overturned it for an incomplete.
Right.
But outside of that one play, that one blemish in Detroit, Flowers actually held his own at right tackle. He did. He did an excellent job, especially on the second drive. You got to go back. I will have to tag you. It's all there. It's all documented. This is the reason why we're going to pick up on doing the videos, because Giant fans, they take that one play and they made it seem like he didn't do anything in the first two series, and that is definitely not the case. If anything,
so
the body was to blame. If anybody is to be the blame, you could go point to the right guard and everybody's golden child at left guard. Hernandez got pushed around in the Detroit game in the first two series. Got it? The video's out there. There's no doubt about that. But I do agree with you on this part, Chris. I definitely do agree with you on this. It is a work in progress. And if they don't tighten up, the Jet game is a barometer game. It's, you know, it's the dress rehearsal. And it's in a very active defensive line they're going to go up against, a Todd Bowles type of defense. They're very aggressive. You know, the Jets, there's one thing you know about the Jets. They bring the defense. They always bring the defense, no matter how good or bad the teams are. They're going to bring it, and especially in this type of game where they feel like they're the second brother. They're, you know, we're collecting rent, and that's kind of how their fans feel versus the Giants fan. It is what it is. So I would like to see more continuity, and it really starts with the center, because Jalapio, I'm not a fan of his.
Thank you.
Hernandez, he's got to play a little bit better. I thought he was okay in the Browns game, but the Detroit game, he's getting pushed around a little bit more to my liking.
He was.
But the Flowers thing is definitely that is totally inaccurate, because the video is out there. You could point to the fourth play and the 17th play of the first two series. The 17th play, I'm going to say this. That's not his fault. It was more of a quarterback rollout. Davis Webb was trying to go to the end zone. And that was right before they actually scored. Remember, Davis Webb had the false start, and then
right.
he hit up Gallman over the middle for the touchdown. Flowers held his own, so he's not the scapegoat on the Detroit game.
Well,
if you want to go
want
back
nothing
to how
for him. I want nothing but for him to improve. I want nothing but improvement.
Absolutely.
Because he did redeem himself later on. Actually, so did, I can never say this guy's name, Patrick. All I know is that these guys, you're right. I like that term. It's a work in progress. This is only
right.
the preseason. If they if they are able, because I know Shermer had to take the crew and go back into the dark room with that one. Okay, I know they did. It probably started on a plane, on a laptop.
Right.
And I know they're working on it. But as long as it gets fixed before the Jacksonville game, man, I don't have nothing to say. At all. All right.
Absolutely. It's going to have to be that way. All right, let's move on with the dialogue. Let's bring on Worm. So, you know, the season's right around the corner. Is Worm gone? Shout-outs to Worm. Shout-outs to the home base. Worm, what's going on? What was your thoughts on the offensive line versus Detroit, even if you want to reiterate, versus Cleveland in the first preseason week? And then we're going to get back around to Lady Blue on the safeties. But, Worm, welcome back to the Big Blue Roundtable O-Line Safeties episode.
What's up, Worm?
What's up? Good. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, because I'm drinking a tiki right now. it's Thursday night at the beach.
I got you.
Honestly, I saw a lot of people on Eric Flowers against Detroit last week. I don't see what the problem was. I thought the guy played great.
He's
a
scapegoat.
He looked a hell of a lot better.
He's the scapegoat.
We've had this conversation, I think, this week or last week. I don't remember, but I thought Flowers played a pretty good game. You know, he had some problems when they started to run, you know, some stunts with the twists and then looping the backers around. Everybody does. You know, it is what it is. But I thought he absolutely played a good game.
Okay.
It wasn't a great game. It was a good game. You know, there's always room for improvement. Our right guard, I thought he was all right. I can't pronounce his name yet. It's going to take me a little bit.
Neither can I.
You know, Hippolito at center, he's okay. I have no complaints.
Yeah, I like him.
Willie Hernandez, I absolutely love. It brings me back to when we had Ron Stone, who's a physical lineman for us.
Wow.
Soldier, you know, he's great. He's like a throwback to Glenn Parker, who was a great offensive lineman for us. We got him late in his career in the 2000s, but he did what he was supposed to do. And even, you know, I looked at, you know, depth-wise, when we had a second offensive line in or third offensive line in, I have no complaints. I thought they played a good game. We put up 30 points. I understand it was preseason, but this is the first time since, you know, January of, I believe, 2017. I could be wrong. It's been that long since we put 30 points on the scoreboard. Mm. And they did it. You know, the offense had a flow. You know, we did things that we normally wouldn't have done under McAdoo. You know, we went for it on fourth and shorts, and we converted. Especially with a quarterback sneak up the middle. We converted. We didn't do that in the past. You know, receiver-wise, it is what we is. It is what it is. The only person we had out there was Shepherd. Everybody else was trying to make the team. I do want to give a big shout out to Kerry Wynn. That guy played his balls off. Especially
sure
on special teams. You know, with the new kickoff rules, that guy was down the field. And our special teams unit, punt coverage, kickoff, is phenomenal. I haven't seen it this good in a long time. I'm absolutely happy and thrilled with what I saw on the special team side.
I wasn't really pleased with that holder, but, you know, continue.
No, I wasn't thrilled with him, but, you know, I'm looking more coverage-wise.
It was
a lot better. Our defense had great field position. Our offense had pretty good field position. You can't complain.
Okay.
You know, there's some things that need to get fixed that I, you know, saw. linebacker wise, Ogletree scares me. He's good against the run, but pass defense, we're still getting burned by the tight end. You know, it's his coverage skills. He's got to do something before, you know, we play Jacksonville at home in September. Lorenzo Carter, great job. B.J. Goodson looked all right. Snacks, we know what we have there. Tomlinson looked good. Vernon looked great coming off the edge. He looks a lot better in the 3-4.
He sure does.
Collins, we know what we have there. The question mark is, who's going to take that other safety spot? Who's going to step up? I haven't seen enough out of Darian Thompson, and I haven't seen enough out of the others that we've had there. Jenkins looked okay. Apple looked a lot better. You know, at least he's getting his hips around and staying on the top hip of the receiver, which is a plus, which what he hasn't been doing, which I attribute that to better coaching. Stewart, I saw a lot of people getting on him. That's more of a character move to bring a veteran back into the room.
Right.
He's going to be more of, you know, a short yardage back, you know, close to the goal line type of back to pound the rock. Goldman, he's going to be our number two back. He looked great. Barkley really doesn't have to play much more to preseason, but I would like to see him get more reps in practice just to make sure that he's in tune, ready to go. Odell, if he plays preseason, great. If not, it is what it is. We know what we have there. Eli, I wouldn't trot him back out for the rest of preseason only because he doesn't have his top receivers with him. Why have him throw to garbage receivers? Kyle Loretta is going to be our number two quarterback. I like Loretta. And that dude, he broke that linebacker's ankles when he made that cut back and into the end zone. That was, I haven't seen that at a Giants quarterback in a long time. Webb, he's going to be the number three. Return-wise, I wouldn't be surprised if Latimer's back there returning. The other back that we got out of Rutgers, I like him. I think he's going to be a bubble player that, you know, if he makes a team, it's going to be special teams. I think that's it.
That's it.
I think I ran through everything.
Cool. Okay. Right. Not that
shout out to Ward, man. Shout out to Ward. When you get football guys on there, the ex and an old guy like Worm and Big Blue of Arizona and Lady Blue, man, they're going to tell you the real, Chris. I tell you, Flowers was not as bad. They pulled his back up the point.
Okay. I'm going to give him a break. I'm going to throw a little bit of a game. I'm going to give him a break.
I will say one more thing. I will be at Giant Stadium tomorrow night, and I think we need to make the presence that this is Giant Stadium, and we need to shut up these, you know, our tenants. And I think we need to have a strong showing tomorrow night because it's time to collect the rent. It's due.
He took it there. Yeah. He took it there.
I'm not gonna answer that. Okay.
Worm, stay right there because we're gonna go back around. Worm, we're gonna get to the safeties. Chris, let's bring on Wayne. Wayne, what's going on, man? What's your thoughts on the game last week versus Detroit? And your thoughts on the O-line from what you saw and going into the season. Then after that, we'll go back to Elaine.
Hey.
Wayne, go ahead, Wayne.
What's happening? I'm going to answer that, but I really got to start off with what I told you last week. Shout out to my guy on the DN. Wow, sorry, sleepy. Olivier Vernon. Sorry, his name was eluding me. Feel like Olivier played a real, real, real good game. He showed a lot of potential in what he's going to do this season. Hopefully he stays healthy. Vernon kind of shut it down. You know, he was a problem in my eyes. Granted, I watched the game in over, you know, a span of 3 days. You know, a quarter here, a quarter there. But as a unit, we have a lot of potential. I mean, I know everyone wants to get on Flowers, but I also agree, you know, he didn't have that bad of a game. He showed pretty good footwork. He wasn't getting manhandled as much as he used to. You know, everyone kind of had their weak point in that game. far as the running back position, yeah, I mean, if even though, you know, we have that veteran presence, we really, you know, he won't be utilized at all. I don't really see him being put in the game. It'll pretty much tell our hand. Why would you put in a short yard as veteran back every time you want to go for a short yard, it's first down or whatever the case, or you know, or touchdown. So, you know, he's going to sit. He's going to enjoy that payday, and we're just going to have to pay it out.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
Steve, you still there? Fair enough.
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to add, Wayne? Anything else you'd like to add before we go? We'll bring on Robbie after that. But anything else you'd like to add, Wayne?
Oh, my man.
I mean, overall, well, Davis Webb, though I do see him landing the third string spot, I definitely big ups to Kyle Laletta for that game. He showed a lot of potential, you know, on a pro level. You know, he's had potential coming out of college and so forth and so on. But, you know, to really put the moves on, you know, on that 9-yard run really was mm-hmm. eye-opening for me. You know, definitely a different view than what we've been used to seeing in, as a quarterback, you know, watching the Giants. But overall, I mean, going into the Jets game, just stay healthy. And then, you know, we should be able to put a pretty good, you know, package together and test some of these guys out. But that's about it.
Azul, you know, Azul, Luetta
sure.
looked like he was paying a hell of a lot of attention in game in the film room. That's what it looked like to me, man. I like that kid a lot. Just wanted to put that in there. I like that kid. He looked like he was really, really locked in. And if that's going to be his mantra, then we got some really good football coming up, man, at the quarterback position later on in these coming years. Okay.
All right, before we go to Robbie, real quick shout out. Hold on. Before we go to Robbie real quick shout out to those streaming live with us on Instagram and also on the Facebook. Shout out to Seals. That's my guy right there, Seals, man. He said, did I say how much I love Pat Shurmur? I love how he puts the pressure on Eli, saying that he expects Eli to be 70% accurate this season. I love it, and Eli has proven time after time he is one of the best at having pressure. And shout out to everybody joining in on the dialogue. And sharing the episode so everybody can hear the Giant fan speak. Let's go to Add Everything NYG, man. Everybody's Giants favorite fan on Twitter and provocateur. Shout out to Robbie, man. Bring him on.
Rob!
Yo, man. Been busy, bro. I just moved into this college over here, but you know, I had to call in.
How was school, man?
Busy, my guy. Busy.
I heard you got 100 somewhere.
I'm showing, man. I'm showing.
All right, bro. Yeah.
You know, on
hey,
to the
man.
Next step. On to the next step. But,
Keep
man, I don't know what the topic is. I just called in. What are we talking about?
Oh. Offensive line and safeties.
Offensive line and safeties. Well, that's perfect. Okay, so one thing I just tweeted about was the Raiders. I'm interested, man. I'm a little bit intrigued. They just released Obi Melifonwu, former second-round pick, a guy I really, really liked. I know we all really liked. I'm kind of intrigued by that. We have no money, but that's interesting. I just thought I'd bring that to the table. I don't know. That's pretty fresh news. But, no, I mean, as a safety position, obviously Landon Collins, that's penciled in. That's over with. But at the free safety spot, man, I mean, like I said, I've been eating crow for the last 2 years by Darian Thompson. That was my guy. That was my number, like one of my number one guys out of that draft. He's in my top five. And I think that he's just, I don't think he's not an NFL player. I mean, I still think he has potential and I still think that he can be something. Yeah, simple. I mean, I think he can still be something. But as a whole, that's Andrew Adams' job, in my opinion. And even though I don't think they'll give it to him, I think it'll be Curtis Riley or Darian Thompson. I don't know, man. As far as Darian Thompson goes and as far as the free safety position goes, I'm not very comfortable with it. I do like Curtis Riley. I've been watching him all offseason. I do like him. I like what he brings to the table. And the main thing that he has that a lot of other guys don't right now, And that's the hunt to want to play and the hunt to want to start, because he never has. And he was undrafted, and he has a tweet pinned on his profile. He said he'd make the NFL, and, you know, people say he wouldn't and all these things. So I really have always liked players that come in and have something to prove and want to make up stats to make up for all the lost time. So I think it's going to be him or Andrew Adams. Andrew Adams already proved to all of us that he's a hell of a free safety for what he is. He can tackle, he can catch, he can play great zone, and he's smart. So I think it'll be between those two. I don't really see anybody else really making a move there personally. I mean, somebody might disagree, but as far as the free safety goes, I think it's going to be – personally, if I had to say right now, I think Curtis Riley's going to run that job. I don't know, but if I'm thinking that the Giants, realistically, they're going to start Darian Thompson. But if they're going to be smart, they're going to start Curtis Riley. So that's just me. And then you said O-line? O-line.
Yes, sir.
Yes. O-line, man, look. The freaking – this is my thing right now with O-line, man. Eric Flowers, I have nothing – it sounds weird. I really don't have anything bad to say right now. I really don't. He's kind of – I remember it was me, Chris, Steve, and somebody else a while back. It was just us on the show, and we were talking about him mostly. And we all agreed on the fact that if he's going to have a good year, it's this year. And I think I don't know if he'll have a good year, whatever you want to call good, but I think he'll definitely be solid. The problem is the competition he has this year is so fierce. He starts the year against the Jaguars, and then he has Khalil Mack, and then he has Von Miller, and he has Houston. So he has a lot of very big names to go against. So I'm going to kind of keep that in the back of my head and understand the type of player he is and what he'll be going against. But yeah, as far as the O-line goes, man, I'm really happy with Solder so far. His first game, as far as I know a lot of you don't like PFF, but his first, and I, you know, I'm kind of with you, but as far as his first game, Nate Solder didn't look great. His second, he looked really good. Patrick, I always say his last name wrong. Whatever.
I know, yeah.
He looked pretty solid. The center position is still kind of weird, in my opinion. I don't know what the hell their plans are there, whether it's Brett Jones or Jalapio. I'm bad with pronunciation. Just ignore it. You know what I mean. So I think it's going to be one of those two. I mean, I've always really liked Brett Jones, but I don't know. I feel like they already made their mind up. And then Hernandez has looked great. I mean, he had over an 80 rating in his second game. He's going to be a Giant for a long time. He's going to be special. I'm so excited to watch him play. So I think the O-line is absolutely – I mean, another thing is I don't know why John Jerry hasn't been cut, but I think the O-line as a whole is leaps and bounds better than what we could have ever imagined 2 years ago, even a year ago, you know. Think that my main argument, and the same thing I just talked to my friend about, I know this isn't really the topic, but it kind of circles back to it, and you all know how I feel about this. If we as a whole, and I emphasize this name, if Eli cannot succeed with a much better O-line, because I'm tired of hearing that crap. I'm tired of hearing that. Oh, this, he had no time to throw, so his throw was off-kiltered, so the project – No. If he does not succeed this year with the people we have, the better O-line and the personnel, and they always say he doesn't have a running back. So, this, like I said, I know it's off, but it circles back. So if we do not succeed with this better O-line, this better defense, this better everything, I'm telling you right now, it's Eli. Anyways, let me stop.
Why do that to me? I knew you were going to do that.
I'm sorry. But we'll see. Like I've been saying, you haven't been here the last few, but like I've been saying this for weeks, bro. I want him to have his best season ever. He's my quarterback. Yeah. I want him to succeed. I just don't know. Anyways, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go into that. But yeah, I'm kind of rambling.
Yeah,
that's it, though. I'm really happy with the status of the O-line right now. I'm concerned about the free safety, but I feel confident about it. But the O-line is going to be a work in progress for sure. But I think it looks really good already. And I think they're making good moves for it. And I think I believe in someone like Pat Shurmur that'll put the right players in the right position by the time week one comes around. And I believe Odell will get paid. And I think things are going to work out. So I'm really not stressing this year like I was last year about personnel or with Coughlin or anything like that. I think they're going to make the right choice for the team. So and Barkley can run behind anyone. So I'm good, man. That's about it. I'll pass on. I'm sorry I talked so long, but that's about it. I'm chilling. I'm pretty neutral. I'm good.
Well, I guess that's at everything NYG, isn't it? All right, man. That's my man. What's going on next, Steve? Because I can't assess the safeties at all because I didn't watch that portion of the game, so it wouldn't be fair. So I want the stakeholders to have this.
We're going to get back to Lady Blue. Get Lady Blue's thoughts on the safety in the game, the Giants Jets game. If they want to do score predictions, we ask the folks on Instagram and on the book to give us score predictions. Shout outs to the Giants fans from all around the country to listening in and giving their thoughts on this episode. Isaac also brought up a good point, Giants fans, season ticket holder, about the helmet rule. Chris, I don't even know. I think everybody can agree the helmet rule, the new helmet rule is stupid.
Yeah. Thank you. Can you clarify that rule for me? Because I didn't get it. I don't get what they're looking at or what.
Real quick, because I want to give the time to the stakeholders, Lady Blue. So in a nutshell, they're trying to protect themselves from concussion protocols more and also lawsuits. It comes down to money. So it doesn't make sense. It's an illogical rule because to tackle, you have to lower your head. You have to square your shoulders so you can wrap up. I mean, that's what they teach you in Pop Warner football, man. So the whole rule is the intent of the rule makes sense, but logically, it's just weird. It's just stupid because anybody who's going to try to make a play on the football, you're naturally going to lower your head. It's just stupid. So, if Lady Blue, if you want to shout out to Isaac on that comment, Lady Blue, if you want to chime in on that homer rule as well, the thoughts on the safeties, and then also what you want to see in the Jet game when you get the chance to see it. Shout out and your sister says what up. Shout out to Frank. Shout out to everybody else listening. Shout out to Omar. Shout out to Jeff out there, Hardcore Blue, the 1%er. Shout out to all the Giants crews. Go ahead, Lady Blue, sound off.
Yeah, the helmet rule, even with interviews with other players, everyone is so confused. Even the refs don't know how to call half this. Because according to the rule, it has to show clear intent that you're lowering your head to make a play. I mean, wait, what does it say? It says player that lowers his helmet to establish a linear body posture prior to initiating and making contact with the helmet. Okay.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. That's contradictive, too.
No shit, Sherlock. Okay? And the contact clearly has to be avoidable. If it's not avoidable, you get a flag. And I'm like, excuse me? But,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's messed up. I mean, like I said, the NFL, I mean, I understand they want to protect everyone, but come on, let the boys play, you know? But before I talk about safeties, it was funny when I was watching, because I couldn't watch the game live, I had to DVR it, so I'm sitting there watching it, and I was laughing my ass off that I had to actually rewind it 3 times just to look that Pat Shurmur was yelling at Jarrell Adams coming off the field, and you could literally read his lips. He said, get your head out of your fucking ass.
Wow.
And I literally had to rewind that 3 times. And Mario was sitting next to me, and he actually, I was like, am I reading this right? And he's laughing his ass off, too. I was like, I couldn't believe Shurmur was that intense and screaming at Adam that early in preseason. So I love him. I can't wait to see how he's going to be during the regular season. But that, to me, that was just hilarious. As far as the safeties, you know, Collins is my boy. I love him to pieces. Curtis Riley is going to probably be tested more since Thompson's hurt. I was really impressed with Michael Thomas. He did really well. Even Andrew Adams did so well. I mean, but none of them measure up to Collins. Like I said, he's our safety. He's our man. I just hope that Collins doesn't get burnt by people because he has a tendency to lose his angles on outside running plays and screen passes. But he's going to be, like I said, I love him to pieces. As far as the Jets game, unless I try and find it live on the Fire Stick, I'm not going to be able to watch it until they replay it on Sunday. The joys of living in Florida. But I'm going to try and find it on Fire Stick to see if I can, or find it streaming somewhere. I can't do an NFL Game Pass because I pulled that last year to watch preseason, so they won't let me get another freebie. But I totally agree with or is it Warren that said that? That if you guys, anyone going to the game, I want to see a sea of blue. I mean, I never liked the fact that we had a share or we had tenants. I guess it's a money thing, but they annoy me. They really do. And I think I read that tomorrow night's game is going to be like the 50th preseason game between the Jets and the Giants. I was like, damn, that's a lot. But I'm looking, like I said, as long as no one gets hurt, I can't wait. I mean, I'm looking forward to the start of the season. Not necessarily the first game, only because, you know, I don't want to have to watch the green banner fly. And if I have to hear that song one more time, I think I'm going to throw up. But,
all right.
But I really think we're, like Robbie said, like everyone said, we're a work in progress. And as long as we progress and don't regress, I'll be a happy camper.
Good deal. All right. The one and only Lady Blue. Who's up next, Steve?
Let's go back to Big Blue of Arizona. That would be Jason. Go ahead, Jason, sound off. It's been a minute. What's your thoughts on the safeties and also the Jet game?
You know, Robbie brought up a player that was released that he kind of had a likening to, but mentioned that we have no money. I didn't know this myself, and Steve and Chris, I'm sure that you guys know this. Whenever there's a player out there, the Giants, all they're going to do is just move some money around, cut a few people. They can go after pretty much whoever they want within reason. So as far as not having the money to get that guy, you just have to cut a few people and move some money around, and you could be okay. Why they're not kicking the tires, I don't really know about that. As far as the safeties, that's going to kind of be a possible weak link, just like with the cornerbacks. You're going to have Jenkins. And on the other side, you're going to have Eli Apple. You're going to have a strong side and a weak side. It's kind of like the same thing with the safeties. You're going to have Lynn Collins, who's a man-child. That's like Moses Malone right there. That's a man-child right there. The way he plays, the way he understands the game for his young age, unbelievable. But as far as who's going to be on the opposite side or with him, I don't really know. I would like for the Giants to possibly bring somebody else in. Whoever is out there might be a little bit too late to bring in someone to understand the playbook, so that would be more of a disadvantage to that possible free agent. But as far as who we have out there, I think Landon will have to overplay possibly, and when he does overplay, like Lady Blue was saying, he might miss his angles to give to help out on the other side. But it sounds like it's going to be Curtis Riley. I wish we had more talent as far as with the safeties to push each other to see who's really going to stand out, a named guy, but we don't. We have what we have. This is a progression. This is a slow progress to be where we want to be, whatever it's the 1 year, 2 year, 3 year plan. But, you know, we're okay on one side, but that one spot, I don't think it'll be solid. I want to be impressed. I want to be happy, and that's, you know, all that we can really hope for on that opposite side of Landon.
Okay. All right, Jason. I don't know what Steve is. I think next
shout
up are we. Yeah.
Oh, so no, shout out to Jason. Who, you're asking who's next. It'll be Worm. Go back to Worm, then get to Wayne, and then Robbie. Go ahead. Your thoughts on the safeties in the game
no
tomorrow. You're going to get the fish at MetLife.
Safety-wise, I mean, it looks like, I guess, Riley. It's still, you know, I think it's going to be, you know, the call is going to be made after we break training camp and get ready for the season. As far as the helmet rule, I'm going to address it a little differently. And I'm going to address it like this. Seems like the NFL is only concerned with players' safety when it's not affecting the bottom line. For example, you have two teams playing, say, a Sunday night game. They got the NBC game, right?
Yeah.
One of those teams can turn around 2 to 3 days later and be playing primetime Thursday night, when in reality they're only getting maybe two and a half days to recover their body and get their game plan ready for the next opponent. So how safe is that for the players? Not. You know, that's where the quality of football goes down. They're so worried about how these players are tackling, but they're forgetting that some of these teams are only having 2 to 2.5 days of rest in between a Sunday and a Thursday night game. So it's the NFL that they contradict themselves. It's only player safety when it's convenient for a week. And if they can make an extra buck, then, you know, screw player safety. And that's just how I see it. And it's, you know, if it's going to affect the bottom line, then they don't want to hear it about player safety, because you wouldn't have a team play a Sunday night game or a Sunday afternoon game and then turn around and play Thursday. So it's only about player safety when it's convenient for the league. And that's really all I got to say.
All right. Wayne, sir, you're up. Wayne, yeah, bro.
Yes, sir, I'm here. I don't know. I mean, from just a player standpoint, I mean, it's natural to lower your head when you're going to make that tackle. It's natural to square up. I believe that there should be some conditions to some of these roles. It should be, they should look at the intent in most of these tackles. If the person is trying to leave with the crown of their helmet, then absolutely, you know, that should come personal foul. And, you know, depending on how bad the first penalty is, consider removing the player from the field. But you can't take away what football is, and that's really what they're trying to push. You know, that it's becoming less and less of a contact sport. And, you know, I understand that the health risk and all that, but it's going to be like that damn episode of South Park. Everyone's going to have on padded pillows and be kicking around a balloon all day. So,
I remember that.
As far as the team, overall, I think one of the major key points that is going to lead us to our success is I love the energy from our coaches. Our coaches have great energy that transfers to the players, that transfers to in game. You know, I was getting completely hyped, you know, watching Shermer scream. I was getting super hyped watching Betcher, you know, jump in the air with his guys and all that. That's one thing that we've missed for so long. And it just feels good to see it. As far as our safeties, what I want to see out of this Jets game, I want to see a real hard look at William Gay. I'm really curious what he has left in the tank, him being a quarterback and also a safety. Having that experience, I mean, while we have him here, I really wonder if he can possibly fill in as a safety role. I mean, we have him, I think, on the depth chart. He's, I think, third string safety. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if we have him free or a strong safety, but, you know, we just got to cross our fingers hoping that Collins doesn't, you know, come down with anything. But waiver wires, it may take a little while for someone to you know, to get used to our play style, but we got to hope maybe somebody comes loose and that we can pick up.
So what do you see for the Jets tomorrow, man? What kind of prediction you got coming on for tomorrow? What do you hope to see, rather? I should put it that way.
I hope the Giants follow what most of us, the fans, are hoping for as far as the depth chart with our running backs. I mean, we have some really good running backs this year, which, you know, it brings me back to the Amai Bradshaw and Justin Brandon Jacobs days. But right now, I really want to see the O-line get a lot of work. I'm real cautious. Even though I want to see them get a lot of work, I don't want nobody to come up with an injury. But, you know, run Stewart. I know Stewart is there really from a mentoring position, but I think he has a lot to prove to everybody right now. So I want to see Heavy Stewart, see if he's capable of being an asset to us, or, you know, eventually just give the second string to Wayne Gallman. I mean, if anybody deserves it, it's Wayne Gallman right now. I mean, he's running really great. Run Stewart hard, run William Gay hard, find out what our veteran presence can do for us. If they can't hack it, let them go.
Gotcha. Thanks, Wayne. Hey, Azul, before we go on the... Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris, go ahead. Yeah
I was going to ask you, man, what are they saying out there, man? What are stakeholders saying out there in social media, bro?
All right, real quick, shout out to Isaac. He says his favorite Giants versus Jets preseason game was the 80-yard tip pass, followed by Eli, two-point conversion, Giants win. Your sister says 24-14 Giants over the Jets. Isaac also says, I want to see Omame play better, a better play from Omame, and, of course, step up with his run blocking versus the Jets. I thought that was his strength. Let's go to Robbie real quick. Robbie, what's your thoughts on the preseason game? And then we'll go around for final thoughts. We've got a couple minutes left. So go ahead, Robbie. What's your thoughts on upcoming preseason game versus the Jets?
Yeah, just real quick, man. It's Baker season. I don't know if y'all see what just happened, but Baker's a starter in Cleveland now. Just if you haven't seen it yet, just go watch what just happened to Tyrod Taylor. Sucks, man. But it's Baker season. Best quarterback in the draft this time. Anyways, just go watch that injury, man. Tyrod is oof, man. Hope he gets better. Anyways,
come on, man.
I got you. For tomorrow, man, just it's another preseason game, bro. It is what it is. I just hope no injuries, as always. Don't run Barkley like crazy. Don't even have to play him. I want to see everyone improve, and I want to see some guys get out there that are fighting for the jobs, and I want to see some more from Grant Haley. That's really it, man. Go ahead.
At everything NYG.
At everything NYG.
That's right. That's right.
Final thoughts. Let's get final thoughts, Chris, from everybody.
Final thoughts. I agree with Robbie. I want to get through preseason without injuries. I want to see people who really want to be hungry and fight for their jobs, which means you have to make tackles and don't miss your mark. And communication seems to be an issue a lot. I mean, I understand they're new and it's preseason and they're practicing, but there was a lot of communication errors, especially between quarterback and wide receivers. I'm hoping that those get cleaned up. And when it comes to the Jets and the Giants, I just hope the Giants beat their butts.
Bingo. Perfect. Thank you, Lady Blue. Talk to you soon. Jason, Big Blue from Arizona. Final thoughts, sir.
Real quick, we just got released the events and activities for Atlanta, and I swear to God, we are going to rock Atlanta like you have no idea. Chris,
good.
Azul, it's on, dude. It is so on.
Let's
see you next week.
Let's do it. See you soon, bro.
Yeah, for those that are listening, Jason is referring to the Giants at Falcons game, Monday Night Football, October the 22nd. The flyer is on the expense tab of BleepBlueShow.com. Jason, anything? Share any information from Big Blue of Arizona. Anything news you guys got going, and we're going to Wayne after.
Okay, real quick, our shirts and hats and T-shirts will be getting in this week, Big Blue of Arizona swag. They're getting a get-together tomorrow for the Jets-Giants game. They're going to raffle off a Barkley jersey. Unfortunately, I'm out of town at work, so I won't be there. But we're going to take a week off to see what goes on. But we are so ready to rock this year, dude. You have no idea. Guys, it's been a great show. Thank you so much for having me.
Blee Blue. Wayne, real quick, man.
For life.
Play hard, stay healthy. That's all I really want to see.
Test
the vets and go out there and then get another W. That's it.
There you go. That's Wayne, everybody. Hey Azul, I want it to be a great game tomorrow. I want a good turnout tomorrow, and I want to see how the hell we really fare. You got it, homie.
Shout out to everybody, Giant, the diehard fan, Lady Blue herself. Shout outs to Jason from Big Blue of Arizona. Shout outs to Wayne. Shout outs to Worm. Shout outs to Robbie at Everything NYG. Shout outs from Chris from all around the world, Alaska, Germany, you name it. Right. Mr. Passport himself, the folks on Instagram and Facebook. This episode will be on the website, and also share it with your family and friends. Giant fans aboard. We'll be back. Get ready for the regular season, man. Sangre Azul.
Sangre Azul. Thank you.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.